WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow night's College Station School Board agenda has been released. It includes the final recommendations for redrawing boundaries for 5th through 12th grade campuses. The final recommendations by a 37-member committee also includes when changes go into effect and proposed grandfathering policies. The maps in a memo from administrators summarizing the committee's decisions do not indicate if any changes were made during two meetings following public comments at three forums. Tomorrow night's meeting starts at 7 at the CSISD boardroom. The maps in a memo to the school board from administrators are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police report a motorcyclist died yesterday after making an unsafe lane change and hitting a car. 58-year-old Lazaro Demisio Figueroa of College Station was going north on Texas between 20th and 21st streets. He was not wearing a helmet. The driver of the car was not injured, and a passenger was treated for undisclosed injuries and released from a local hospital. A domestic dispute is believed to have led to the death of a College Station woman Saturday night. College Station police received a report of someone being shot at the Scandia Apartments on Anderson. The victim was identified as 21-year-old Maricamin Quiros Octaviano. Police continue to look for an unidentified person of interest. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. College Station police continue to investigate a wrong-way crash Sunday night during the midnight hour. Both drivers were taken to the hospital with possible life-threatening injuries after firefighters removed them from their vehicles. The collision was on William D. Fitch near Southern Breeze. The driver going the wrong way told officers she thought she was going the correct direction. Employees at two Bryan convenience stores were assaulted during armed robberies Friday night. Police say neither employee required medical attention. An undisclosed amount of money was taken at the Easy Shop on South College. Less than 2 hours later, there was a holdup at the Food Mart on Briarcrest. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. The National Office of Sigma Nu Fraternity has reacted to the College Station Police Department's announcement that six more members will be arrested on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev last month. A statement from the National Office states in part that they will take appropriate action once all information is known. The local chapter is on suspension, as are four other members previously arrested. A Bryan man arrested for following a rear-end collision in July of last year has been convicted of drunk driving for the fifth time. 55-year-old Clinton Hurley was sentenced to 15 years. 3 years ago, Hurley pleaded guilty to his fourth DWI and was sentenced to 2 years as part of a plea agreement. And the district attorney's office reports two more men have admitted to sexually abusing young girls who are family members. 42-year-old Eddie Galvin of Bryan admitted to attacking six girls between the ages of 6 and 11 over a nearly three-year period. He will serve the entire 35-year prison sentence for continuous sexual abuse of a child. And an East Texas man admitted to sex crimes against a 9-year-old girl who lived in Bryan over a 4-year period. 44-year-old Stanley Blanton of Cushing will serve half of his 30-year sentence before he becomes eligible for parole because he had no prior criminal history. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to sit over the central United States, leading to abundant sunshine across the region and some warm temperatures. Probably going to hit 95 to 100 degrees later this afternoon. Tonight we're clear, we're warm. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow more sunshine. It'll get up to about 95 to 100 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Sunny Wednesday, highs Wednesday around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs won big against Auburn on Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win. I'll give you your high school football update for the weekend. And in the NFL, the Texans redeemed themselves with a win against the Chiefs, while the Cowboys just squeaked past the Redskins. Yeah. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros fell to the Mariners and the Rangers were bested by the A's. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They won, huh?
Yep. Just barely. Just in the last 5 minutes there.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, that's fine.
Hey, you know, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's okay. The real deal.
So, you know, when a relationship goes wrong, there's just the ramifications can be widespread.
Indeed.
So, a man in the UK called police to report that his former girlfriend had left their hamster looking like a fat little pig by overfeeding it.
What a jerk.
He told police that the hamster was his pet, but his girlfriend wouldn't give it back, and so now she's overfeeding it. Just letting you know. But that to say that the police then released several other attempts to persuade the public to stop bombarding them with unnecessary calls like, my girlfriend is overfeeding my hamster.
Like my fat hamster problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Person called police to try to get them to come and catch a spider for them. Okay. Woman called to say that she'd been sold an overspiced hamburger. This is all in the UK. We don't, you know, this kind of stuff doesn't happen
here.
Oh,
yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. No, it would never.
Man had tied his finger to an overflowing toilet with a shoelace. I don't know. Woman called and claimed that she had been overcharged at a supermarket.
Mm.
Yeah. And then there was the person who called to report the over-friendly dog. So,
oh my
over-friendly.
Goodness.
Over-friendly. Yeah. I don't know what that
means. You're too friendly over there.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
This dog is way too friendly.
That's it. That's probably what it sounded like.
Info.
Mation.
So we got fat hamsters and happy puppies.
And happy puppies. That sounds like a great country to me.
I think so.
What a weekend in the UK.
Find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. Put my head down on the counter.
Problems.
Right now.
Yeah. Problems.
Happy
man.
Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not traveling to the Aggie game this weekend, there's plenty of fun here at the Burleson County Fair, going on now through Saturday. Come out Friday night for live music from Cody Canada and special guest Cody Joe Hodges. Come back Saturday for a great night of entertainment from Restless Heart and the Texas Unlimited Band. Enjoy the carnival, pet show, and more. Support the Burleson County Youth at the commercial heifer sale on Friday and youth livestock auction on Saturday. Free shuttles run from the courthouse to the fairgrounds. It's all at the Burleson County Fair this week. Don't miss out.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Back in the day, long time ago, when Mary Mike and I were doing the show together, we would go out and do Friday morning remotes at those county fairs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was. It's kind of fun. Driving over to Madisonville at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a blast.
Getting there at 5:30. Yeah.
I'm glad we don't do that anymore, Scott.
I can tell this story now because the people who were involved are no longer on this earth, but we're at the Madison County, and, you know, like most cities in Texas of that size, there's a town square, and the courthouse sits in the middle of the town square,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know, mm-hmm.
and
right.
Surrounded on four sides. And so, you know, the Madisonville Sidewalk Cattlemen's Association were the people who were our sponsors back then. And so we got there, Mary Mike and I got there about 5 o'clock for the show to start at 6, and there were no power outlets outside. Okay.
Okay.
And we got to plug in our
yeah, we need some
stuff,
electricity.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she called her contact. And people in Madison County would know who this guy is. But anyway, he was not an elected official. He was a bail bondsman. And he had a key to the courthouse.
Oh.
Ooh, that's risky.
Different.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's, again, that was a long time ago, and the people involved no longer on this earth, but I thought.
Mary Mike knows how to get it done, though.
Yeah, she does. She calls her people. Right. Yeah, okay. Today's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arrgh.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think you'd be the one. I'm just saying.
What's that supposed to mean, Scott?
I think it was last year I was filling in on over on Maverick, their morning show, and Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yeah. And I had, there was this whole segment. So,
Now, all right. Hold on a
practice.
Hold on a second now, Scott. Don't make me make you walk
that's
the
right,
plank.
That's right. So I kind of thought, I thought you'd be the one breaking that out.
Oh, yeah, our voice guy over there.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay, it's also Butterscotch Pudding Day.
I've never had butterscotch pudding.
I like once, maybe. I don't know. It's not a biggie. Holy Batman Day.
All right.
Simply because it's Adam West's birthday.
That's right.
And Respect for the Aged Day. There you are. We'll talk more about International Talk Like a Pirate Day later, maybe. Okay. Birthdays.
Birthdays. I got a lot of them actually today. Yeah. Katrina Bowden is 28. She's from 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle Panabaker is 29. She's on The Flash, and she's gorgeous. She's awesome. Country singer Chase Rice is 31.
He's gorgeous.
And there you go. Columbus Short, 34. He plays Harrison on Scandal. Tegan and Sarah are both 36.
Both of them.
Yeah, they're identical twin sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't really know.
I didn't know that either.
Who are they?
They're singers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pop.
They play them over there on Maverick.
Got it.
Allison Sweeney is 40. She used to host The Biggest Loser. Jimmy Fallon, 42, from The Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. Trisha Yearwood is 52.
Mrs. Garth Brooks.
Indeed. Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live. 54. Mm-hmm. Joan London is 66 today.
Been
from
here.
Good Morning America. She was here
last year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think coming again too.
Okay.
Jeremy Irons is 68. Of course, we all know all the things he's done, but most recently Alfred in the Batman versus Superman movie.
Yeah.
Joe Morgan is 73, Baseball Hall of Famer.
The toy cannon, they used to call him a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Bill Medley is 76 from The Righteous Brothers. Uh-huh. David McCallum is 83.
Let that sink in a minute.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you see him, he really looks good.
For
he's
83.
On NCIS, you know. Yeah, he's 83 years old.
As you said, Adam West,
yeah,
of course, as some call him the one true Batman,
yes,
is 88 today. And James Lipton.
Oh, really?
He's 90.
He's 90?
Yeah.
90. Wow.
Talk about somebody who looks good for their age.
He does.
Yeah.
Inside the Actor's Studio and, well, Arrested Development and other shows as well. Wow, that's good.
90.
Twiggy. Know who Twiggy is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's on here, too. I missed her.
Yeah, that's all right. She was a model. And,
famous.
Yep, mm-hmm. 67 years old for her today. So that's it. Yeah, we do. That's a lot of birthdays. Mm-hmm. All right, 618.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to TheObserver.com, Hillary Clinton has been overcharging, get this, her poorest donors after they make a one-time donation to her campaign. One source from Wells Fargo Fraud Department told the website they receive up to 100 calls a day from Hillary's small donors asking for refunds because of unauthorized charges made by the Clinton campaign. Quote, the source claims the Clinton campaign has been pulling this stunt since spring of this year. Now, the Hillary for America campaign will overcharge small donors by repeatedly charging small amounts like $20 to bank cards of donors who made a one-time donation. However, the Clinton campaign strategically doesn't overcharge these donors $100 or more because the bank would then be obligated to investigate the fraud. Oh, Hillary exploiting the poor for her own personal gain. Why am I not shocked?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
Oh, it's always something. Okay. Monday. That's it. All right, let me see. I'm going to have to start my computer again. In the meantime, just in case you didn't hear, it's going to be 100 degrees today.
Yeah.
100.
Heat index values as high as 105.
That's crazy.
And, you know, and it felt like it when I walked outside this morning.
Yeah, I know.
It
was, me too, yeah.
And we're not supposed to do this. It's supposed to be over by now.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we've got that. All right, my computer's restarted. The show can continue.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
If you listen to WTAW, chances are you likely care more about the election than your average person. You're also likely more informed. And with the absurdities taking place this year, you probably want to talk about it. But you'd better be careful. You might be negatively affecting your coworkers. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. That's right, folks. According to a survey conducted by Harris Poll on behalf of the American Psychological Association, one in four people say political talk at work is negatively affecting them and their productivity. How absurd is that? Apparently, twice as many men are saying it's bothering them than women, but women are 4.5 times less likely to get into a political argument with a coworker. I suppose that, of course, depends on who you work with. Additionally, 54% completely stay out of it, refusing to talk politics around the water cooler, while 20% are avoiding the water cooler altogether, or otherwise going out of their way to steer clear of their more politically vocal coworkers. In what world do we live in where the free exchange of ideas is so displeasing that we would make changes to our daily routine just to avoid them? It's almost like a career criminal with potentially serious health issues is running against a megalomaniacal game show host. Oh, wait. I'm Brad Mitchell, and if this negatively affected you, who am I kidding? You're smart enough to listen to this station, so I know it didn't. This has been A Bit of Info.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call my daughter Michelle or me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Federal regulators are investigating the cause of a pipeline leak that spilled as much as 8,000 barrels of gasoline south of Birmingham, Alabama. Retail gas prices started to surge over the weekend due to continued problems with the Colonial Pipeline Company's leaking line. Colonial has started to construct a bypass line around the leak. Chipotle Mexican Grill's marketing chief has returned to work following less than 3 months on administrative leave after he was indicted for allegedly buying cocaine. Mark Crumpacker's return comes as Chipotle embarks on a new marketing campaign to convince customers that its food is safe. A co-founder of the Lyft ride-hailing service predicts that self-driving cars will handle a majority of his company's rides within 5 years. Lyft president John Zimmer also says personal car ownership will come to an end as the cost of autonomous rides falls. Crude oil up 70 cents at $43.73 a barrel. Futures on Wall Street are higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Going to be 97 today. Yeah, that's what they're telling us. And again, heat values may be as high as 106. And we're actually going to continue that all week long. By the end of the week, we're down to about 92 for our high temperature, but unseasonably warm temps. We'll cool down to about 76 tonight and maybe a little bit cooler as we move on toward the week. But no mention of rain until we get to Friday in the forecast, and that's just at 30%, and same thing for Saturday and Sunday. So there you are. Enjoy it for what it's worth. And fair skies. Don't say this too often on September the 19th, but currently it's 78 degrees out there.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Does your resume paint you as a well-rounded person or someone who can specifically get the job done you're applying for? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Attention men and women over the age of 50. If you have more than $200,000 saved for your retirement and are considering buying an annuity, I have some breaking news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you find out how to unlock a $1 million annuity protection at absolutely no cost to you. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income and minimize the risks associated with annuities from top annuity insiders has just been made public. This book exposes little-known secrets on how you can automatically trigger an exclusive, patent-pending $1 million annuity protection while growing your money potentially double digits. Listen carefully right now because we're about to offer you this free book that reveals little-known truths about how to get the highest guaranteed annuity rates with up to $1 million additional protection at no cost to you. Call 1-800-885-7744 to get your copy rushed to you today. Want the highest guaranteed income for your retirement? Want an additional $1 million annuity protection at no cost to you? Call 1-800-885-7744. That's 1-800-885-7744.
Our annuity professionals have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Your resume is most often what determines whether or not an employer calls you in for an interview, and it needs to tell a different story than it used to.
It's really shifted from that, gee, look at me, I'm a well-rounded person, and it's much more, I've got what you need, we should talk.
Beth Brown, co-author of the book The Damn Good Resume Guide, says when you write your resume,
you don't want to tell anything but the truth. you want to make sure that everything on there is something that you can stand behind, and that each statement on there is a kind of a doorway to a story that you can expand upon in an interview.
A lot of things people put on their resume probably shouldn't be there.
People used to put hobbies and interests and extracurricular activities. People also used to put a long objective, seeking a challenging position in which I use my skills and abilities to support the company, you know, blah, blah, blah. You see that less and less.
When you sit down to write or revise your resume, Beth has some advice.
So even if most of what you've done has been filing, but you've done a little bit of project management and that's what you want next, then highlight your project management skills and experience and downplay the filing. Think of the resume as more a picture of your future and less of a description of your past.
Come visit our all-new website at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Police in the Twin Cities are investigating two deaths and two serious injuries over the weekend. A College Station man died following a motorcycle crash yesterday afternoon in Bryan. Police report the victim, 58-year-old Lazaro Demisio Figueroa, was not wearing a helmet. The crash on North Texas between 20th and 21st took place after Figueroa's northbound motorcycle made an unsafe lane change and struck the front side of a northbound car. The driver of the car was not injured, while a passenger was taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries and was released. College Station police are investigating the Saturday night death of a woman as a murder. Officers responded to the Scandia Apartments on Anderson on the report of someone being shot. The victim was identified as 21-year-old Maricamin Quiros Octaviano. A person of interest has been identified but has not been found. Investigators believe the death was the result of a domestic dispute. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. The drivers of two vehicles are in the hospital with possible life-threatening injuries following a wrong-way crash in College Station Sunday during the midnight hour. College Station police report the collision was on William D. Fitch near Southern Breeze. One of the drivers told officers she believed she was going the correct way on Fitch when she was not. College Station firefighters had to remove both drivers from their vehicles. A CSPD news release states future charges are possible as the investigation continues. The final recommendations of the College Station School Board's Boundary Adjustment Committee have been released. It's part of tomorrow night's school board agenda, and it's also posted online at WTAW.com. The 37-member committee, along with administrators and up to three school board members, met twice after receiving public comments at three forums. The only change in the maps is moving 5th through 8th grade students living in the Nantucket area from Oakwood to Intermediate School Number 3. Otherwise, there is no indication in a memo given to board members that any changes were made to maps for 5th through 12th grade campuses when the changes take effect and grandfathering policies. Tomorrow night's meeting starts at 7 in the CSISD boardroom. Bryan police responded to a pair of convenience store armed robberies in less than 2 hours on Friday night that left two employees with injuries that did not require medical attention. The first was at the Easy Shop on South College. The second was at the Food Mart on Briarcrest. An undisclosed amount of money was taken in both holdups. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bryan police has released surveillance video in two theft cases. One is where someone stole a debit card belonging to a victim from Deer Park and made $3,000 of purchases. Another is two men attempting to leave a Walmart without paying for electronics. The videos and contact information for BPD are online at WTAW.com. 2 years ago, a Bryan man was sentenced to 2 years in prison for his fourth DWI conviction. Less than 2 years after making that plea agreement, he was involved in a rear-end collision in Bryan where he was arrested for drunk driving. 55-year-old Clinton Hurley has been convicted for his fifth DWI and was sentenced to 15 years. As part of a plea agreement, prosecutors were barred from proceeding on additional charges from last year for felony theft, cocaine possession, and driving without a license. Two more men have pleaded guilty in Brazos County District Court to family-related sexual abuse of young girls. 42-year-old Eddie Galvin of Bryan will serve 35 years in prison for sexually abusing six family members. Prosecutors say an older family member witnessed Galvin behaving inappropriately with a young family member at a family gathering. Galvin is not eligible for parole due to the charge of continuous sexual abuse of a child. The victims, who are girls between the ages of 6 and 11, were abused between December of 2012 and October 11, 2015. Galvin was arrested the day after a family gathering where the last contact took place. An East Texas man, 44-year-old Stanley Blanton of Cushing, admitted to aggravated sexual assault of a 9-year-old girl over a 4-year period. Prosecutors say Blanton's arrest in July 2015 followed a joint investigation by Bryan Police and Child and Protective Services. Investigators learned the victim did not initially report the abuse because she was scared. Blanton was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Because he had no criminal history, he will serve half of his sentence before becoming eligible for parole. And as previously reported, the first case involved an 81-year-old Navasota man sentenced to 23 years after admitting victimizing 3 great-granddaughters. That investigation led to the discovery of sexual abuse by the same man over a period for more than 50 years. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 78 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 15th annual banquet, Live Love, sponsored by Galleria de Spa and KBTX Media on September 27th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
It's still the heartbeat of Christ to go win that one loss, the hurting, the down and out. If they won't come to us, we're coming to them.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time, the absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs, towing, hauling, off-roading. You name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 585-09, 55425, MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit, TTNL Extra, expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Throw on your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers, For a Season, The Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We're in for a warm start to the work week today as high pressure covers the central United States. Abundant sunshine in today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one, 95 to near 100. Overnight skies will be clear. We'll fall back to about 75. Sunny and warm for tomorrow. Highs again 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear, 70 to 75. We have sun in the forecast for the day on Wednesday. Temperatures will be up close to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs took down Auburn on the road. Coach Kevin Sumlin gives us his take on the win. Also, I've got your high school football update. In the NFL, the Texans took down the Chiefs, while the Cowboys narrowly avoided a loss against the Redskins. And in the MLB, both of our teams from the Lone Star State fell in their games yesterday. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, President Barack Hussein Obama trying to fire up black voters for the November election, Black Caucus Gala on Saturday night. He said, "We have achieved historic turnouts in 08 and 2012, especially in the African-American community. I would consider it a personal insult and an insult to my legacy." He said legacy. "If this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself this election, you want to give me a good send-off, go vote."
Wow.
"My name's not on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot." I progress? Mean, that, really?
That's
progress? He said progress. Okay.
We talking about progress?
Yeah.
That's pretty partisan, I guess, is the best word, nicest word I can use.
It would be partisan, that's for sure. But again, that's his legacy, huh? All right. Let's see. The big controversy over the weekend, the use of the word bombings after devices went off in New York and New Jersey.
But that's what they were.
Yep. On her campaign plane, Hillary Clinton told reporters, "I've been briefed about the bombings in New York and New Jersey." A reporter then asked, "Do you have any reaction to Donald Trump immediately referring to the explosion as a bomb?" And she said, "Well, I think it's important to know the facts." Really?
I
remember explosions in Benghazi that she didn't know the facts about.
I was going to say, from Hillary Clinton.
That was all started by a movie, right? Wasn't it? The in Benghazi?
Oh, yeah. That was, of course. Movie? It was a movie. YouTube video.
Yeah, that's right. So she knew the facts. Anyway. What's interesting is CNN edited out her use of the word bombings before running her response. Distortion through compression.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, in what world do they decide that they're going to take that word out of her answer?
Yeah.
That's
any word.
Thought police.
Yeah. No, exactly. Mm. That's not responsible journalism.
No, not at all.
Although he won't be on the stage next week, Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson still optimistic, listen to you, about the other two debates. He told CNN yesterday that the clock ticks, so getting that 15% needed by the second debate or the third debate is what we're about. So,
yeah,
anyway.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, good luck. That's the best I can wish him, and I'm actually a supporter. So,
he's buying advertising. He's advertising on our radio station.
He is. I'm trying to get an interview with him, honestly.
Okay, that'd be kind of interesting.
See if that happens.
And I don't know. Donald Trump apparently said, "Drop your weapons." That Hillary's.
Those are song lyrics. What is that?
Yeah,
that's right. Fine.
Drop all your weapons. So that then gets Tim Kaine upset because he's, the vice presidential nominee, which means he has to be the pit bull to do all that stuff. And in the meantime, Rice University's marching band used its halftime performance Friday night to, they made a Roman numeral IX, which is 9. And I think they said things like, "There are 9 Supreme Court not. And or it could have been misconstrued to have something to do with Title IX.
Yes, because for those of you who don't know, they were playing Baylor.
Yep, on Friday night.
And I believe Art Briles was in the stands
apparently,
for the first half of the game.
Yeah, I don't know that he was there for that.
Yeah.
And so they made this Roman numeral 9 that probably had something to do with Title IX, if you wanted to think that. And then they also played Hit the Road, Jack, in reference to the departure of Ken Starr.
Yeah, I think they made a star on the field.
They did and did that. Rice University's Office of Public Affairs released a statement Saturday saying the marching owl band or mob has a tradition of satirizing Rice football opponents. 1973, the Rice band made a fire hydrant and played "Oh, Where's My Little Dog Gone" when the Aggies were playing there.
Oh man!
And then they also, you know, they did like Nazi marching, and
they are brutal, man.
They are. Well, and the thing that's unfortunate, I happened to be at that game. What was unfortunate is the Aggie band made a mistake on the field in their march, which I think I'd never seen before. So that happened, so they weren't happy, and then happened.
Yeah.
And the band was, members of the band were basically held hostage in the end zone at Rice Stadium by members of the Corps who wouldn't let them leave the stadium.
Yeah.
It was all fairly ugly. Anyway, that's a long time ago. But then Rice comes out with a statement saying that they regretted if anybody was offended.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah. If any of the Baylor fans at the stadium in Houston were offended by that, then they're sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Which makes it all better.
Sure.
Well, the band's got to do something to get the fans riled up.
They do, because it's
not happening on the football field.
It's not. So, and then last night, Jeb Bush made a surprise appearance on the Emmys. Did you hear about this?
No.
Jimmy Kimmel, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, the opening skit, Jimmy is looking for a ride to get to the Emmys, and he comes up on this limousine, and he looks in the window, and the driver says, "There's room in the front. We'll pick it up from there."
You're a lifesaver. Thank you, sir.
Oh, Jeb Bush.
You're driving?
Yeah, I'm in between jobs right now. You know, you can make $12 an hour driving for Uber.
I did not know that, but that's great. I have to get downtown to the Emmys.
Are you nominated?
I am, yeah.
Wow. What's that like?
It's nice. It's nice.
You think you can win?
Well, there's a lot of competition, and probably not.
Well, here's what I know. If you run a positive campaign, the voters ultimately will make the right choice.
You know, it's funny you say that. My psychic...
Jimmy, that was a joke. Get out of the car.
So that's how the show started, and that's probably that's a pretty good job for Jeff.
Yeah.
He's got a sense of humor.
Nice little cameo.
Who knew that?
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 24th, learn all about fall vegetable gardening. The return of cooler temperatures makes it easy to get your hands dirty and grow some tasty vegetables. We'll cover which vegetables are best suited and how to protect them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're one of those fortunate Texas gardeners who's been blessed with slopes and ridges, you may be a customer for attractive landscaping steps. They can be a welcoming entrance to a garden, or they can be unsightly as a nemesis. You control the difference. How good your steps look and how well they function both depend on your planning and forethought. Step to it, gardener. I'll be back with details after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. Neil Sperry.com.
If you're putting steps into your landscape, begin by determining if you really need the steps at all. If your walk can traverse the grade change gradually without having to build in steps, so much the better. Steps are a hindrance for many people, especially those for whom walking is difficult. They're also a safety concern since they greatly increase the likelihood of someone's falling. Still, if the slope is really steep or if you prefer nearly level landscaping terraces and are starting with even gentle slopes, steps become necessary. What material should you use? Well, steps are usually made along with the walk itself. If you're having concrete poured for the walk, the steps will come with it. If you're using brick, the steps will be laid right in sequence. If you're going back into your landscape, however, to retrofit it with modern improvements, you have the option of tearing out the old walk, even regrading the lot and starting over. Brick, interlocking concrete pavers, flagstone, and even large landscaping timbers can all be used to build the steps. Look around your neighborhood to find steps that you like and then modify their ideas to suit your needs. The vertical portion of a step is called its riser, while the flat part that your foot uses is called the tread. There's a very critical relationship between the two. If you miss the proper ratios very far, you'll have steps that are both uncomfortable and unsafe. The ideal would probably be to have 6-inch risers and 15-inch treads. As the width of the treads increases, the heights of the risers must decrease. For example, in large sweeping areas, landscape architects will sometimes call for very broad treads. Risers that accompany those must be comparatively short. As benchmarks, 11-inch treads need 7-inch risers, 17-inch treads will need 5-inch risers, 19-inch treads probably about a 4-inch riser. As you need the proper relation of height and width, you also need adequately sized steps. They definitely should be wide enough that two people can walk side by side. You never know when somebody's going to need a hand in negotiating the steps, and 42 inches is about a minimum. You need to place the steps or timbers so that the moisture drains quickly away from the steps. That's especially important during times of icy weather. Hopefully the tops of the treads will offer good traction. Very smooth surfaces invite unexpected spills. If the steps are unusually steep or tall, consider a handrail. I'm Neil Sperry. Building berms will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, it was a big win for the Aggies as Trevor Knight passed for 247 yards and Daniel LaCamera kicked 5 field goals to lead number 17 Texas A&M to a 29-16 victory over Auburn Saturday night and get off to a good start in the competitive SEC. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
There was good communication tonight. I think anytime you go on the road, you know, in this atmosphere, to handle the crowd offensively and defensively, I thought showed some poise. I wasn't happy with how we finished the game, to really kind of let down on defense and give up a score and then not close out things the way we needed to, and that we've got to improve there.
Knight also ran for 42 yards and several first downs for the Aggies, who are off to another fast start. Miles Garrett had 2 sacks, and Texas A&M's defense harassed quarterback Sean White enough to minimize big play chances for Auburn. The Aggies are 3-0 for the third straight year, a run they haven't had since 1939 through 1941. In high school football, College Station maintained their undefeated record, defeating Pflugerville 29-17. Meanwhile, Rudder fell to Jasper 34-21. Navasota still couldn't secure a win as they lost to Houston Stafford 51-6. Buffalo fell to Groveton 49-24. And St. Joseph Catholic fell to Snook 49-21. In Texas A&M soccer, the team registered 2 second-half goals in a span of 67 seconds to flip the script on an upset-minded UC Riverside. The number 8 Aggies pulled out a 2-1 victory over the Highlanders Sunday evening at Ellis Field. The Aggs returned to action Thursday as they traveled to Nashville for a 7 p.m. contest against the Vanderbilt Commodores. And don't forget, you can catch the Aggie Soccer Hour tonight at 7 p.m. on Willie 1550 a.m. In the NFL,
first down Texans at the Kansas City 27. Osweiler in the gun. Brock fakes the pass to his left, throws back to the right, downfield, and has DeAndre for a touchdown!
DeAndre Hopkins had 113 yards receiving and a touchdown, and Nick Novak kicked 4 field goals, helping the Houston Texans to a 19-12 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. New quarterback Brock Osweiler threw 2 interceptions, but the Chiefs had more trouble taking care of the ball, with Houston's defense setting a franchise record by recovering 3 fumbles in the first half. The Texans take on the Patriots Thursday in New England at 7:25 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:55, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Landover,
second down and 14. Dallas is at its 16-yard line. Prescott has to throw over the middle. Bryant open at the 30. Spinning 35, 37.
Alfred Morris scored the go-ahead touchdown on a four-yard run with under 5 minutes left Sunday, leading the Dallas Cowboys to a 27-23 victory over his former team, the Redskins. Morris's score came after Washington's Kirk Cousins threw an end-zone interception, with rookie quarterback Dak Prescott looking poised and scrambling for a six-yard TD run in the second half. Dallas won for only the second time in its past 16 games without the injured Tony Romo. The Cowboys take on the Bears in Arlington on Sunday at 7:30. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. Also in the NFL, New England Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a right shoulder injury late in the first half of yesterday's 31-24 win over Miami, leaving the offense in the hands of third stringer Jacoby Brissett for the remainder of the game. The Pats didn't reveal much about Garoppolo's injury after he completed 18 of 24 passes for 234 yards and three touchdowns. Garoppolo is starting in place of Tom Brady, who has served half of his four-game suspension for his role in Deflategate. In Major League Baseball, Chris Davis homered twice, giving him 40 for the season, and the Oakland Athletics beat Texas 5-2 on Sunday to keep the Rangers from moving closer to the AL West title. The magic number for the AL leading Rangers to clinch the division title remains 5 games. The Rangers start a fresh 3-game series with the Angels today in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that one on The Zone as well. And Seth Smith hit a pair of home runs and drove in four to back up a solid outing by the Seattle Mariners, who won 7-3 over the Houston Astros on Sunday. The Mariners are tied with Detroit in the thick of a congested AL wildcard race. The Astros travel to Oakland as they take on the Athletics for a new 3-game series at 9:05 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Does take planning ahead when you shop at Amish Furniture for generations, but the benefits last for decades. That's because of the furniture that they have at Amish Furniture for Generations. Solid wood furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen, right here in America. And what that means is, because it is bench built, piece at a time, you get to make the selection as to what the finished product looks like, the kind of wood that you want to use, the finish that you want, the style that you want. But you have to order it in advance. That is the way that things happen, and you don't get it to take home that day. Amish Furniture for Generations is about quality that is heirloom quality that can be passed down from generation to generation. So if this is a Christmas time when you're going to have folks visiting and you'd like to have them around a very nice table, then Amish Furniture for Generations says, come in now. This is the time to do it. It could be a gift you're going to give yourself or your family, another room in the house besides the dining room. Could be bedroom furniture, living room furniture, office furniture. They do all of that. Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop in and see Ken. He'll explain to you why the furniture is built how it is and why it lasts so long. That's Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
Last year, my father developed a medical condition that required chemotherapy. His treatment caused my parents to need in-home assistance. My brother and I began writing checks to cover their home health expenses. My father had served for 3 years in the military during the Korean War. I began researching what benefits might be available to him through the Veterans Administration. I discovered the Aid and Assistance Pension Benefit. Only about 1% of those veterans eligible for this assistance ever apply for the program. After completing the application and putting some legal documents in place, my father was qualified for the benefit and now receives a monthly check from the VA. This has been a big help in paying for and getting my parents the assistance they need. I wish I'd known about it sooner. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Unseasonably warm, really. We're going to have a high temperature of about 97. Heat index maybe as high as 106. And pretty much going to be doing that for the first 3 or 4 days this week. Just unseasonably warm. Chance of showers maybe in Friday at 30%. Right now, we're looking at 78 degrees. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.